Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Today is Easter Sunday. In the early church and since, Christians greet each other on this day with a responsive greeting. And if you know it, you will know how to answer it. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and we're broadcasting to the eastern townships of Quebec and beyond. And I'm so pleased to have you here on this day that is so special to the family of Christians throughout the world. Let us pray. God of resurrecting power, we are caught up in the joy of Easter, and your love fills us with expectation. Death will never overcome the life, and the powers of chaos will never overcome your loving intentions for the cosmos. Just as Jesus spoke to Mary in the garden that first Easter day, you call each of us by name because you love us. And so we praise you for the hope that you've given us, your powerful love and your promise of new life in Christ. So may we live our love for you gladly, today and every day, as we sing with hearts full of praise. God of tender mercy, we confess that faith does not come easy every Easter. When we face loss in our own lives, sorrow can weigh us down. Our challenges can feel like a stone too heavy to roll away. Forgive us, O God. Let the hope of new life in Christ assure us that the power of your love that raised Jesus will never let us go. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Dear friends, Christ has laid down his life for us and invites us to love one another as he has loved us. Let us rejoice in his redeeming, resurrecting love. Spirit of power and new possibility, open our minds to understanding, our hearts to loving, and our wills to carrying out the mission of the risen Christ, who is God's living word. Amen. From Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, at verse 1. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" And so the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. And they came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. And Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." So far as anybody could tell at the time, Jesus died a failure. There was no other way to put a positive spin on it. Arrested, betrayed by one friend, denied by another, deserted by all the rest, he's publicly humiliated by the military, condemned on trumped-up charges, and no one will defend him. He's beaten, spat upon, and abused, and nobody can be found to defend him. The crowds turn against him and cry for blood, and he's dragged out of the city and publicly executed. Whatever hopes people had put in him were all dashed. A horrible failure. Failure. Defeat. The slide to the bottom. What do you do with it? Well, one response is the cheap rationalization. Well, it was a moral victory. Or there are more skillful rationalizations. There must be somebody else to blame. It's the government's fault. It's a communist plot. It was because my potty training was dysfunctional. This has been going on since Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the snake, of course. It's nothing new. So what are we doing following Jesus? It doesn't matter how you look at it. The stories of Jesus are not success stories. The angels might sing at his birth of the King of the world who brings the good news of salvation for all, but there's precious little on the scorecard after that. When he starts preaching, his own hometown write him off as too big for his boots, and when he won't shut up, they try to kill him and he has to flee out of the town. His message is predominantly about God and how God relates to us, but he's sneeringly dismissed as a heretic by pretty much every religious leader or teacher in the land. Not really what you'd call success. And finally, when Jesus arrives in Jerusalem and it's really crunch time, what happens? He goes head to head with the religious leaders and the Roman authorities, and he loses big time. Within a week of arriving, amidst a cheering crowd who thought he was about to overthrow the Romans, clean up the temple, and reign triumphant as king, he's gone. The crowds turn against him and cry for blood, playing into the hands of powerful enemies among the religious and political establishment, and he's lynched. And by mid-afternoon, it's all over. He's been strung up and he's dead. And we can go back home now. So much for the big picture, for God's plan, for the angel's message, for the hopes of Israel. God's not going to make the finals again this year. Death remains undefeated, omnipotent. Along with taxes, the one thing that's certain and the only one you can't avoid. And Jesus hangs there as a symbol of the unavoidability of failure. A symbol of all the brick walls and dead ends and unfulfilled hopes and unkept promises that humanity endures. Death laughed as his tomb was sealed with the stone. Jesus is dead. Let's call a spade a spade. Defeat is defeat. Failure is failure. Death is death. And God can pack up and go home too. And then the whole story goes haywire. The stone's been rolled away. The body is gone. The angels are back. What's going on? And a voice says, "He's risen." Even years later, after plenty of time to get their stories together, the gospel writers still can't make enough sense of what happened to get a coherent account of it. Some say he first appeared to Mary, some to Peter, some say he appeared in Jerusalem, some in Galilee, some having him come through closed doors, others having him barbecuing fish on the beach. When the whole world is turned this much on its head, everything is all over the place and you can't make much sense of it. But something has happened, and nothing will ever be the same. And you and I, so drained by the horror and failure of it all as we stood round the cross on Friday, suddenly find that the story, far from being over, is only just beginning. And if we will follow Jesus through that wall and into the great unknown on the other side, the brick wall of failure need never be impenetrable again. Death, where is your sting? Failure, where is your victory now? Christ is risen. Everything is made new. Nothing is impossible anymore. People of God, followers of Jesus, rise up and live. Trample down the gates of failure with Jesus and live, live to the glory of God. Let us pray. We give you all thanks and praise, O God, for your love is forever. And you have raised the crucified Christ from the dead. You created all things and placed Christ as a cornerstone. You made your grace known to Israel in the wilderness, and through your prophets you pledged your everlasting love and constant faithfulness. You anointed your Son Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. He was put to death, hung on a tree, but you raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear to Mary Magdalene and then to your other chosen witnesses. And so we praise you within the gates of justice and raise our glad songs of victory, for you have become our Saviour and hidden our lives in Christ in glory. God of resurrection and new life, you broke into the hearts of Jesus' fearful friends. Now break into our relationships with one another. Where they are vibrant and life-giving, nurture them. Where they are strained by old hurts and misunderstandings or carelessly taken for granted, mend them. Resurrect, renew, and revive our life together. God of might and mercy, you broke the schemes of those who stood in the way of your love. Now break into the governing systems of your world. Stir the minds and hearts of leaders to work for justice and equitable sharing. Where laws are corrupt or people suffer under harsh rule, call them to account. Resurrect, renew, and revive the leaders of the world. God of healing and hope, you broke the bonds of death which tried to shackle new life. Now break into situations of illness, pain, grief, and loss. Wherever people are sick in body, mind, or spirit, whenever somebody mourns the loss of any relationship or dream, bring your healing grace. Resurrect, renew, and revive our lives. And hear us as we pray in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We rejoice in all the hope and expectation that flows from Jesus' resurrection that we celebrate this Sunday, indeed on every Sunday. I hope that you'll be able to find your way to public worship, to a place where this resurrection faith can be affirmed, and where you may be blessed by worshipping God amongst his people. You'd be very welcome to join us at St. Andrew's Presbyterian at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville at 10:30 a.m., or if you can't manage in person, then join us online through the Facebook page or the YouTube channel. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced in the morning when the world was begun, and I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth. Dance, dance, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all. Wherever you may be, I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced for the scribe and the Pharisee, but they would not dance, they wouldn't follow me. I danced for the fishermen, for James and John. They came with me, and the dance went on. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all. Wherever you may be, I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced on the Sabbath and I cured the lame. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me high, and they left me there on a cross to die. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all. Wherever you may be, I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced on a Friday when the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body and they thought I'd gone, but I am the dance and I still go on. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all. Wherever you may be, I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. They cut me down and I leap up high. I am the life that'll never, never die. I live in you and you'll live in me, for I am the Lord of the dance, said he. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all. Wherever you may be, I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all. Wherever you may be, I will lead you all in the dance, said he. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all. Wherever you may be, I will lead you all in the dance, said he. Dance.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.